You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. To be honest, the economic world can sometimes feel like it speaks its own language. People in finance use words or phrases they just assume everybody gets, like when they talk about earnings. We're in the middle of earnings season. Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Verizon all released their earnings reports this week. So that's where we're going to start this series of economic explainers, with five things you need to know about earnings reports. Nick Bloom is a professor of economics at Stanford, and he's going to help us out, starting with the relationship between earnings and the economy.
So the first thing is Wall Street does not equal Main Street, which is to say that the companies that we follow on earnings reports are not the same as the U.S. economy. So, for example, some of the most famous firms like Apple, Google, and General Electric actually make most of their sales abroad, and there's about 10 million jobs in the U.S. that are actually from foreign companies. So as much as the stock market doing fantastically well is great news, it doesn't necessarily mean, in fact, that the U.S. economy is roaring away.
Number two, earnings and tax revenue.
The second point is these huge profits and earnings that firms are making doesn't necessarily translate into great taxes for us either. So another stylized fact is some of the biggest and most profitable firms around are stashing huge amounts of cash overseas. So what that means is while they're making enormous profits, we're not actually seeing a lot of it pay through in terms of higher taxes, which would help us for government spending on things like schools and hospitals.
Okay, but are the numbers companies tell us totally accurate?
The third point is don't believe the hype. You know, the saying is that earnings reports are more massaged than an NFL lineman after the Super Bowl. Every single number has been played around with, moved up, moved down, examined and re-examined. The reason is, of course, that firms are acutely aware that Wall Street and hedge funds pay very close attention to their earnings numbers. So given that, they themselves want to make sure they put them in the very best light they can. And so they spend, you know, weeks, if not months, massaging these numbers.
Or can earnings reports tell you how to invest?
Well, point number four is a bit of investment advice, which is one of the basics of investment is you shouldn't really buy individual shares. So if you're investing and looking to create a nest egg or build for your pension, I would stay away from individual shares and go for cheap and much safer long-run index trackers. You know, in so many ways, you shouldn't be paying any attention to the earnings reports because I'm hoping that people aren't investing in those very companies on their own.
And on that note, for our fifth thing, the one piece of advice Nick Bloom has if you're looking at earnings reports.
Normally the figures are earnings per share, but earnings per share differ massively across companies because it depends on how many shares they put out. So for example, if your company is making, you know, $100 million and you have 100 shares, that's $1 million of earnings per share. Whereas if your company has 1 million shares, that's $100 of earnings per share. And that's obviously a huge difference. So the first thing is you want to look at earnings per share. But the second is you want to know how many shares and how much earnings, so what the rough level should be. And frankly, the only way to do that is look at what they were last year.
There you have it. Five things you need to know about earnings reports. Our thanks to Nick Bloom, professor of economics at Stanford University. You got something you need explained? Send us an email with five things you'd like to know about. We're at weekend@marketplace.org.